From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name is Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Tuesday, August 30th, 2022, and it's 10:03 p.m. when I'm recording this. Just getting it in under the wire. Day 30 of the Dog Days of Podcasting. We're a bunch of podcast nerds attempt to do a show a day for the entire month of August. It's almost over. It went by fast. So I am about 10 beers in. I'm drinking right now what is it called? It's from Dominican Republic. I had it at the Cuban place. Presidente. Canned Presidente, and I'm almost done with it, so I'm going to have to make this show quick. Let me take a sip of this fine Presidente beer. The 10th one of the day is always the best. We got up I'm here in Big Pine Key, Florida, in the Florida Keys, with my friend Deborah, who I've known forever, her husband Jerry, and another couple, Mark and Lisa, and then me and my wife. We got up about 7:15 this morning. Everybody had some coffee and hung out, and we got in the boat about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, and we went out to somewhere about 11 miles out, and I grabbed a bunch of, when you take off your diving shoes and your mask and all that, you put it in this big bucket or this big bin that's got, some kind of special concoction of water that gets all the salt out of it. And apparently I was the one who was designated to bring everybody's things out of there. I don't know how, but I just grabbed my stuff and my wife's stuff. So when we got out to the lobster grounds, nobody had their gear except for me and my wife. So we had to improvise. There was a few other extra snorkels and stuff. We had to improvise. So me and Mark went down. Mark Barton had some stuff. We just improvised his stuff, and I had my stuff. So another rookie mistake by your friend Michael Butler. Anyway, but in my defense, I didn't know I just figured everybody was grabbing their own shit and bringing it in the boat. Anyway, so we dove down about 11 miles out, and in 2 hours, Mark and I, mostly Mark, I mean, I had about 10, maybe 10 or 11, something like that, lobster, but they were huge. And in total, we had 35 lobster. In 2 hours, we had 35 lobsters. And then we hung out, then we just rode the boat to a sandbar and just hung out and drank some beer at the sandbar and put out the spear gun and shot a little snapper. Made some sashimi out of that tonight, and which I forgot to bring out of the refrigerator. Got back, had some lobster bisque, lobster carbonara. So we started the lobster bisque yesterday, actually Deborah did. Cleaned the heads out, we put the heads in a big pot and boiled it down for about 4 hours and let it sit overnight. And then continued boiling down some more stuff, some vegetables, and cooked some lobster. It was so fantastic. And the lobster carbonara was really good too. I made that. And then we made a salad. So good. It was a fantastic day today. The weather was beautiful. 35 lobsters. I did not drown, which was a good thing. Yeah, so day 30 of the Dog Days of Podcasting was a very nice day in the Florida Keys. No, didn't even get wet with the rain. All right, I have an audio comment from James Shapiro. I hope I put these into the backpack correctly. So, because last night, if you listen to last night's, not very well done by your host, Michael Butler. So we'll see if I did better tonight.
Michael Butler, James Shapiro.
Hey, James.
Recording this in my backyard here in Georgia. before I kind of get into my hair little rant here, I got to ask, how you doing?
I am super great. Could not be better. Thanks for asking.
That's awesome.
Yes.
I am grilling some ribs in my backyard.
Yeah.
Trying to channel my inner Michael Butler here, walking through the trees here. We got about an acre, and to be honest, there's a 5-acre property just beyond our acre, and the person who, I guess, recently bought it or owned it has decided to clear out a bunch of the trees and brush and all this stuff that made my backyard view pretty freaking awesome. And I'm kind of out here by the fence line taking a look, and it ain't good. It ain't good. My wife is freaking the fuck out. And I'm frankly pissed because I've been working my ass off.
Yes, Phil Hendry.
And really was looking forward to grilling my ribs today in the backyard. And sure enough, freaking excavator. Saturday, excavator, Sunday, and oh my God, it's all cleared out in this spot by our fence line.
I'm sorry about that, James Shapiro.
There's still some big trees, kind of some underbrush. The trees already kind of thinned out back here, but my kids like to go over this spot in the fence line and kind of explore. You know, I guess you can't do that anymore, which sucks. But I... this could turn out good. Hopefully they put some horses back here or something. Cool, but it was all like, we should move. And I'm like,
don't move.
Pissed. But anyway, that's not why I'm calling. I wanted to throw out a little content maybe for the dog days. My kid plays baseball and just got set up with a team for this whole year, which is going to be awesome. And I actually run the walk-up music for our team, and all the other kids pick, you know, whatever shit they have on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
And because I'm a good father,
yes,
and my kid has had to have walk-up music for baseball.
Hell's Bells.
We listen to AC/DC together, as you do.
Thunderstruck.
And he has had for those about to rock.
That's a good one too.
That season.
That's a good one.
He actually chose this himself. He chose, for a season last year, he chose a bit of Livewire.
That's a good one, too.
When the riff builds and stuff.
Uh-huh.
He actually likes the version of Live at the Atlantic Studios,
uh-huh,
which is
classic.
On that Bonfire box set.
Classic.
Joe Polak will tell you, I tipped him off to that, which I love that box set. And now we're kind of looking for another AC/DC tune. And I figure, what better topic?
Oh, you got to do Thunderstruck, man.
Michael Butler.
Thunderstruck.
See what you think.
Thunder!
10 seconds stupid. My kid could.
Thunder! Thunder! Okay, his sound cut off, so let me find. I think he's got another part two.
Oh, shit. So I got cut off. Anyway, what I was asking.
Thunder!
Was. If anyone has a suggestion,
Thunderstruck,
or a choice for what a 10-second walk-up music should be, from
Thunderstruck,
something we might not be thinking of.
Thunderstruck.
We ran through Power Age together.
That's a good one too. Riff Raff.
Actually, you really like Riff Raff.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That may be the clubhouse leader right now.
Listen to Thunderstruck. You can't go wrong with that.
We're kind of just getting going with practices, and we have a couple tournaments later this fall. But
Thunderstruck or Hell's Bells
would be a fun segment to grab a couple AC/DC tunes.
Yeah,
or even some off the
Thunderstruck,
radar AC/DC
Hell's
tunes
Bells
for walk up music for baseball.
Thunderstruck and Hell's Bells
Florida,
get
man.
The audience going, man.
I ran on at the keyboard, you know, rapping at you about South Beach and places in the Keys, and I just miss Florida, man. It's so freaking great there.
Yeah, but you're in Georgia. That's nice
setup
too.
Here in Georgia, hopefully not ruined by this fucking neighbor. But Florida's the best. I love it. Anyway,
I miss it very much.
Good times. Stay frosty. Take it easy, Michael Butler.
Stay frosty. Hopefully I'll be seeing James Shapiro when I'm up in Georgia. So from the Keys, we're going to head up to Jacksonville and see my stepdad. We're going to stay for two or three days and then head up to his cabin in Blue Ridge, Georgia. Hopefully there'll be some mushrooms on his yard because last time I was there, he had a bunch of chanterelles, a bunch of puffballs, some other ones too. Some porcinis or something like that. We had a bunch of mushrooms, and we made a nice pasta with that. So we're going to head up there, and James Shapiro hopefully is going to drive from Atlanta and have some beers with John and me and my wife. So thank you for the audio comment, James Shapiro. I am buzzed and ready to go back in there with the rest of the revelers. It's already 10:13. I spun the iTunes wheel. And it came up on a great Alice Cooper tune from, I think this is Welcome to My Nightmare. I'm getting ready to burp up this fine Presidente. Okay. Here is Alice Cooper, Escape. I will talk to you tomorrow for the final Dog Days of Podcasting. Maybe I'll do, I'm going to try to do two more episodes, two bonus episodes. So we'll go through, wait a minute, tomorrow's the 31st, and then I'll go through September 2nd. So maybe I'll get some... Well, that'll be all down the Keys, so we'll see. Maybe I'll go even longer. We'll see. Thank you for listening, friends. Rockandrollgeek.com is where you can find this show. Send me an email, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Got some time for audio comments, so please, if you want to get on here, send them to me, because I think James Shapiro's was the last one. I'm slurring my words, 10 beers in. What is it? rockandrollgeek.com, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com. Facebook group, you got to answer two questions, etc., etc. Find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. Find me on the Instagram, RockAndroll Geek. Don't ask. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Here's Alice Cooper, Escape.
I can't. It's a rock and roll geek train wreck.